Layer 314, 1933 inauguration. Text on the left reads, "Snapshots of a Nation. America was a nation of 125 million people in 1933, less than half today's size. Many Americans lived in urban areas, but nearly 44% still resided in rural districts. One in four lived on farms. The population was young, median age 26.5 years, and less educated than today. African Americans comprised the biggest racial minority, and they struggled to survive within a society that denied them basic economic and political rights. Women comprised only 21.9% of the workforce. Those working outside the home were largely confined to jobs considered suitable for females, including domestic work, nursing, clerking, and teaching. Government was decentralized, with power vested heavily in the states. The small federal government played a limited role in the economy." To the right side of the photograph, text reads, "Inauguration Day. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Franklin Roosevelt, Inaugural Address, March 4, 1933. On Inauguration Day, Washington was cold and overcast. At the Capitol, FDR braced himself on his son James's arm as he made his slow way to the rostrum to take the oath of office. Then, as the crowd grew quiet, he opened his inaugural address. The new president offered hope to a desperate people. "This great nation will endure, as it has endured, will revive, and will prosper." Then, in bold words that reverberate in public memory, he proclaimed, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." The greatest applause came when Roosevelt said he would ask for wartime executive powers if Congress failed to act against the emergency. Eleanor found the crowd's reaction somewhat terrifying. A frightened public seemed prepared to do anything FDR asked. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.